Continuing with our series on awesome women, today we will look at Sayyida Rahma. Now, she was the wife of Prophet Ayyub and was the granddaughter of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. She bore him 7 sons and 3 daughters, and they had a good life. One day, Jibreel visits him and says, "You have had such a peaceful life, and now Allah wishes to test you." And Prophet Ayyub said, "If my friend desires it, I have no complaints and I will remain steadfast. I shall bear whatever test he gives me to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Well, he was afflicted with a skin disease, which was so bad that even those in the city expelled him. They didn't want to come near him. And for 7 years, no one but Rahma looked after him. She took care of him to the best of her ability. Prophet Ayyub continued to thank Allah. Soon after, his animals died from illnesses. His children died. Rahma had to work at other people's houses in order to be able to feed both of them. But Prophet Ayyub and Rahma still kept on thanking Allah. One day they'd run out of all food. Rahma had to go to a faraway place in search for food and water. She came to a place where there was a wedding celebration. She approached an old lady and asked for some food. The lady asked her to cut her hair and give her her hair, because Rahma had long golden hair, in exchange for food. It is said that Shaitan disguised himself as a man with a goat and came over to her and said, "How is your husband?" She was upset and said, "He's very ill and in bed." Shaitan reminded her about her previous life, about her wealth and her children. And as she remembered these, she began to cry. Shaitan tells her that he could help her get everything back if only she slaughtered the goat in his name. Rahma goes back to Prophet Ayyub and narrates all this. He gets very, very distressed. And it is only then that he raises his hands in dua and he says, "Anni masanni al-dhurru wa antarhamu al-rahimeen." This is surah number 21, ayah 83, which starts off with "Wa Ayyuba idhnada rabbahu," and when Ayyub cried out to his Rabb saying, "I have been afflicted with harm, and you are the most merciful of the merciful." Jibreel descends and tells him to stamp down his foot, and a spring of water would emerge, with the water that he would regain his health. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this. This is surah number 38, ayah 42. "Urqut bi rijlika hadha mughtasalam baridin wa sharab." Stamp your foot and you'll find a cool place to wash and a drink for you. The two springs that came, one of warm water and other of cold, became one that he bathed with, and the ailment recovered. He drank a drop of the cold water, and his inner feelings, or in other words, his inner illness, he recovered from it. And he was talking to Jibreel when Rahma arrived. He regained his wealth, but he had made a promise that he would discipline Rahma for having listened to Shaitan. And he felt quite sad about that, but he also wanted to ensure that he kept his promise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a methodology to do this without inflicting pain on her, because he had told her that, "You've been hearing all this from Shaitan. If I recover, I will beat you 100 times." Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him in ayah 44, Surah As-Saad. This is again surah number 38. He says, "وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ ذِغْثًا فَضْرِبْ بِهِ وَلَا تَحْنَثْ." Take in your hand a green twig and strike her with it so you do not break your promise. "إِنَّا وَجَدْنَاهُ صَابِرًا." We found you patient. "نِعْمَ الْعَبْدُ." An excellent abd. "إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ." Surely you frequently turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahma bore him 7 sons and 3 daughters again, and they led a good life. Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam and Sayyida Rahma both buried in the city of Harran.